Maseches Kilayim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Ches, 1:8. This is going to illustrate examples that apply to the previous Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, Ein no'otin yirakos besoch sadan shel shikma. One may not plant vegetables in the stump of a sycamore tree. The shikma, sycamore tree, the way it was cultivated was one would cut it off quite low to the ground, but leaving a significant stump behind, and then the shikma would grow back a second time very straight, and they would get nice straight timbers to use for construction, etc. So after they chopped down, you know, the tree, leaving the tall, the significant trunk, they had to cover it often with like some sort of soil to keep the moisture in so it shouldn't dry out. And then once you've got essentially a stump up top which you have soil, you now have like essentially an elevated planter where you could plant vegetables. And the Mishnah is saying, don't do that. If you plant vegetables, they'll sort of take root into the trunk of the shikma, the sycamore, and that would be the prohibition of grafting a yerek into an ilan. And similarly, ein markivin pegam al gabi kida levana. One can't graft together a pegam, which Arthur translates based on the partenora as a rue, R-U-E. It's kind of plant. And the kida levana, Arthur translates as a cassia. Cassia, in fact, not a particular type of tree, but a whole genus of trees. I'm not sure exactly what they're getting at over here. It's based on the phonetic explanation of katsia that the Bartonura uses. Whatever the case, the kida levana is a tree. The pagum's a kind of yerek, and one can't put them together. Mitneishu yerek ba'ilan, because that would be grafting a vegetable or plant into a tree. Now, just as an interesting aside, the word rue, R-U-E, which in English also means to regret, comes from this plant, the rue, R-U-E, because although it was used in antiquity and it's used, Shakespeare references it, it's also in Gulliver's Travels referenced, it had in many people deleterious effects, made them sick, and if they ate it, and that's why it's not used at all today, but in any case, they would rue eating it. They would regret eating it, and hence the word rue came from the plant, the rue. The Mishnah continues, Ein notin yichur shel te'ena l'soch ha-chatzuv. One may not take a sion, S-E-I-O-N, Arshko uses that word, and that's a proper word. It means like a twig or branch, but specifically one that's used for grafting purposes. So you can't take the yichur, the sion shel te'ena of a fig tree, and put it, notea, plant it, l'toch ha-chatzuv, into a chatzuv. Chatzuv is some kind of plant. Not clear what it is, although the chatzuv is mentioned in the Gemara in Beita and Chavav, talking about how it grew deep, predictable roots that they used in the time of Yeshua that uses boundary markers in Eretz Yisrael. In any case, you can't put your te'ena sign into your chatzuv shei makero, so that it should cool it off, meaning that the chatzuv is a hot plant, whatever that means, and the te'ena would cool it down. Ein tochvin zmura shall gefen the soch avatiach, and same goes. You can't tochev. It's like to puncture or pierce, as in like taking a toothpick through a olive. So ein tochvin zmura, don't take a branch shall gefen of a grapevine and puncture it lesoch avatiach into a watermelon. Shetehe zorekas memeha lesocha, so that the watermelon should be like sort of like a battery power pack to provide moisture for the grapevine, because it is a ilan b'yarek, it's a tree that's being inserted and drawing from and perhaps grafting into a plant. Just a side point to that word scion, so you may be familiar with the word scion, S-C-I-O-N, referring to a branch of the family tree, as in one's descendants or progeny, but of course it comes from this word, more technical word, of the scion, the branch of a tree used for grafting. Mishnah continues on, Ein nosten zera dala'as l'soch ha-chalamis, shetehei mishmarto. You can't place a seed of a gourd into a chalamis. Chalamis, the Arto translates as a mallow. The mallow is a kind of plant. It grows in marshes, and the Egyptians used it, and they ate the marshmallow. Later on, confectioners added other sweet ingredients to it, sugars and honeys and so. And of course, today our marshmallows have no plant at all, but they originated as a food for rich people to cure their ailments back in Egypt and carried on until the present time. So So this chalamit, the mallow, soft plant, mushy, and you can't use it as a substrate to grow your gourd seed in it, because b'nei shu yarek b'yarek, that'll be two vegetables binding together, grafting into the other, and that is a prohibition, of course, of kilayim.